This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Hope you're having a great day. Mike, you forgot to mention something in Guy Talk that you teased.
Yeah, I was telling Danny. I'm sorry I got sidetracked by my mother-in-law's formerly large breasts. But George Wendt passed away. One of the great sitcom actors of all time, guys. Everyone loved Cheers. Everyone loved his appearances on Saturday Night Live. Apparently died in his sleep at age 76. And again, just one of those lovable, sweet guys and one of those beloved character actors that did so well in film and in television.
Yeah, man. And it's important we mention that because that was such a monumental show and such a huge show. And certainly, you know, it's like Friends or Seinfeld, any of these shows, Mike, that we talk about that helped change TV, right? Cheers is one of those. And
right.
We all know the characters. And, you know, if you're not, you know, of a certain age and you're like, man, Cheers, go check it out. I always tell people, go watch a couple episodes, see what it's like. But, Mike, it's never like it is when it was at its height, right? Because you can go back now and binge all these shows, but I don't know if it's the same as when everybody was watching it and everybody's talking about it, but you can still get a sense of it. But yeah, absolutely, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Hey, man, as we've been talking about the Braves back in action today, our Grant McCauley is going to join us coming up in less than 10 minutes. Stay there. We'll ask him about what Alex Anthopoulos had to say about Raisel Iglesias, that he's not that concerned about the way things have gone for him. Also, Ronald Acuna's return, and tonight it is Spencer Strider's return to the Hill. So we'll get into all of that with Grant and a lot more. As far as the Falcons are concerned, let me ask you this, because the owners are meeting up in Minneapolis today, tomorrow. We'll get more information. Today, they've already passed the resolution to allow NFL players to play in the 2028 Olympic Games in Los Angeles. And everybody's like, this is a big deal. It's great. It's great. Okay. Is it, Mike? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to downplay this. I get it. If I'm an NFL player, this may be my only opportunity. We're talking about flag football, by the way.
Right.
To potentially win a gold medal and do this, right? There's never going to be tackle football in the Olympics. But is this really a big deal? How many guys are we really talking about here? And I know guys can play for their respective countries, right. But what are we talking about?
I mean, here's the thing. Carl and I were talking about this. You want your best player going out for the tryouts for American flag football? No. The Olympics generally run around the time football season occurs, too.
Yes, yes.
So that's going to eliminate anybody worth a damn. I don't want anybody who's like, for instance, I wouldn't want Drake London. I wouldn't want Darnell Mooney. Hell, I might not even I might not even want Nick Nash doing it, man, if this guy makes the team. Our undrafted free agent who set all the receiving records this year. But let alone, you know, guys from your practice squad. To me, this is like one for guys that are playing in that old UFL. You know, that's, you know what, you guys love your UFL and your spring football. You guys can knock yourself out. Make that part of your tryout process for our flag football. Because I just can't imagine any owner, any coach, any personnel guy wanting extra wear and tear that isn't contributing directly to his team. for his player.
Yeah.
Hell, we've taken away the Pro Bowl for crying out loud.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, like, and we're not, but ask 76er fans, and I have, how they feel about Joel Embiid participating in last year's Olympics and really knowing that he was not 100% and then ultimately missing all of the season. He played 30 games, Mike, and their season went to crap. I mean, like, part of that is Joel pushed himself to play in the Olympics because he had to be a part of it. And then it hurt the team that really the fans, you know, that's what they care about is an NBA championship. They don't care about an Olympic gold medal. I only use that as an example to say I don't know how this is going to impact some players. I don't want any of our guys playing, but I don't know. Everybody's like, this is such a big deal. Is it?
No, I just look, I don't want to sound like I'm out of touch because I get it. Flag football is grown leaps and bounds.
No, it's not a criticism of flag football.
Because the initiative, I mean, we all loved it as kids, but then we want to watch real football on Sunday and college football on Saturday. And it just gets back to it's apples to oranges. You know, the NBA, some guys, and there's probably some personnel guys around the league that don't like their guys competing in the Olympics, which is something that I would think every American basketball player would aspire to. You know, it's certainly bothering Trey that he doesn't get the chance to represent our country. But, I mean, that is extra wear and tear, and we've seen our play. Hell, we saw it with Bogey. Bogey was breaking down all the time. That didn't help the extra wear and tear. I'm not saying there's wear and tear, but there's still torque, turning, making moves, things you have to do to make plays in a football game, albeit flag football. So, yeah, who would you want from your team doing it? Now, if you want to let some old G's do it, you want to break out some old retired guys? Do it.
All good.
Knock yourselves out. But I don't want anybody on an active roster in this.
You think the Bears want Caleb Williams playing?
Yeah.
Do you think Jacksonville wants Trevor Lawrence in this thing? I'm asking. Seriously.
Let's make it like that. What's the commercial for? I don't even know what the commercial's for. But when they have, like, all the old pros going back to the NFL, we're coming back.
Oh, yeah, that was
and
great.
And it's Emmitt Smith and Dan Marino and those guys. No, if Adrian Peterson wants to go play.
Okay.
You know, or Barry Sanders at age – because Lord knows, Barry could probably make some people miss at age 60 or whatever he is right now. But I don't want my regular dudes doing it.
I don't either. 404-726-0929. Is this a bigger deal than what we're making it out to be? Because Day-Day, where are you at on this? I mean, like, I don't want to be that guy, but I keep thinking, whoop-dee-doo.
No. Like, and listen, to your point, basketball players, they do go out, they play in the Olympics, but football, flag football, you're talking about a completely different monster when it comes to how you moving out there on the turf, field, you know, grass, whatever they're going to be playing on. That's the other thing. You're playing on turf, you're playing on grass.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good
all
point.
All that, like, no.
That's a good point.
Guys away from
him. Who was the guy that said he's the genius because his football IQ is just better than Patrick Mahomes?
That was the guy that was the quarterback, one of the flag football teams.
This is the guy who's going to be the captain. We got to find this. Dom's going to find the audio. It's in the computer. This is the man who needs to be leading our effort. And then we can bring out guys from the UFL. And this
at the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
We laugh for weeks about that.
You see, it's a different dynamic, Carl. It's a different discipline, flag football. You've got to, one more, let me hear this man speaking wisdom.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
That's the man who needs to be our flag bearer walking into the LA Coliseum.
I agree.
America.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Yeah. That's right.
All right.
That's
bro.
Right.
I hear you.
No,
man.
And in all seriousness, like Robert Edwards, now granted, that was volleyball. That was sand football. He played football on a beach down there in Hawaii. And that's a guy whose career got cut short. So, and we just said, I said it to Day-Day just earlier. They don't even, you can't even play the Pro Bowl now because guys can't go three-quarter speed.
Right.
So why am I going to put guys in a situation where they're going to make cuts and be all torquey with their knees and their bodies playing flag football?
No, I just, I don't know. I don't like it. That's where I'm at. And I don't like it for our team. Saints fans, go send all your guys. All right? Say, go. I'd love to see all of them playing. Right. I don't want to send our guys. 404-726-0929. Mike, one other thing we got to get to, and look, all the conversation about Michael Penix. This is not hype. I think it's real.
Mm.
And we started looking at what Michael Penix did in his college career, and then you look at what he did in those last three games. And the reason why, guys, is this: he continues to be a topic of conversation this offseason. I mean, the owners' meetings are going on, and his name pops up, and all of a sudden you're seeing three and four reports. I mean, I feel like there's this momentum that we're getting, Mike, with this Penix thing. And, oh, by the way, now we got these primetime games. That's going to play into it. But we're talking about a guy that finished with back-to-back 4,000-plus passing yards in those two seasons at Washington and 30 or more touchdowns in each one of them. This guy threw the ball as well as anybody potentially in college football history. Mike threw for over 700 combined yards in three games with the Falcons. So, you know, as he was getting his feet wet, We only got a taste.
Right.
And I'm saying this to tell you guys right now. You better get on the boat. You just better get on the boat now. Because once this thing takes off, Mike, I don't want to hear about, man, I always knew Penix was going to be that guy. We feel really good about where he is. And by the way, Friday you're going to hear an exclusive interview here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from one of Falcon executives talking about Penix and much more. But I got to tell you, I'm on board. I just feel like this is real.
You feel like, you know, and this, like, again, we can have fun if you want to debate it. Could he have been the man all season long? Would he have won early and then maybe found his way along? Just like Jaden Daniels, you know, they had some games where they were able to find a way to win. Either way, now it's his turn, his time. And I can't wait to see this guy, especially how Zach Robinson approaches it. Because remember, you know, that the game against the Giants, you're just kind of sort of spoon-feeding the playbook, you know. And then by the time we get to Sunday Night Football, he's got to really hit the ground running.
You're right.
You know, and then he was balling. Damn, our defense couldn't stop anybody against Carolina. Guys should have, certainly you could have argued he could have gone undefeated as a starter.
Yes.
Because we could have won every one of those games. So that's what I do think that the national media sees Bijan, or the NFL and the schedule makers, they see the potential. And I think they see how accurate this guy is. You saw it in that Commanders game. If the Commanders game was an audition for primetime, he passed.
He passed.
One mistake, and then everything else was gold.
Yeah. I feel like this momentum that we're hearing about and people are more interested in it, it's great for the franchise. It's great for our city because that's what you want. You want people interested in your football team. And, you know, when we were good and those 16, 17 years and making a run to the Super Bowl and going deep in the playoffs, Mike, it felt good because everybody was interested in what we were doing. I hope we're back on that path to get back to that.
One of the things today, guys, with the NFL, we found out it looks like Goodell is kind of pushing it. Don't know if they'll have enough votes. You need 24 owners to sign off on it. And that would be winning the division would no longer guarantee you a home playoff game. I don't like that at all, Carl, for all the years. Now, remember, we haven't been in the playoffs in 7 years.
Yeah.
They're going back to 17. We were the wild card team that year. We beat the Rams, should have beat the Eagles. But I would think that maybe maybe a happy medium, and if we talk to Rich McKay about it, what he thinks about this sometime, the idea that, yes, you want to have that division games, those division rivals matter. So at least give me one round of a one, you know, okay, I might not be the highest seed, but I get at least one home game, and then you can reseed after that first week. How's that sound?
Well, I think that's what's going to happen, Mike. After the second round, you get the wild card weekend, right?
Right.
You get the first round, you get your home game. Second round, and what we're talking about, if under this proposal, guys, you'd have in that second round, and I mentioned this earlier because last year it would have looked completely different than it did, and maybe the outcomes would have been different. But if you're talking about how the playoffs were last year, the Eagles would not have played the Rams. As a matter of fact, the Eagles would have hosted the Commanders, and then the Lions would have hosted the Rams under this new proposal. So you're talking about the team with the best record playing the team with the worst record. In the second round, it's all about record. Forget about division. It's just record. And then you get the second best team playing the team with the second worst record. That's how this would look. I like that idea, but I don't like the division not meaning anything.
Right. And of course, the tush push. Did they use a tush push against us on that Monday night game in Philly?
Yeah, I think they did.
I want to say they did. You know, Carl and I, you're of the opinion you want to see it go away. I remember we talked about it, especially after that NFC Championship playoff where it got comical and for the wrong reasons, where you had like four attempts in a row and just bodies flying. Only reason I'm for it is I hate that somebody comes up with something that works and they're the only guys that are doing it. If this became like an epidemic, if the entire league was doing it and the TV product started to suffer and the ratings go down because football turns into rugby in the red zone, I'd be with it. But I just felt, man, you know, give credit to that offense and a guy like Jalen Hurts who puts the work in the gym and they can do it. And I just don't know why teams, especially the reason it makes me mad, Carl, Falcons have lost games because we can't get a freaking yard. Think about it, guys. How many times have we had to go finesse and throw a ball on fourth down because we can't get a yard? I just don't know why we can't look at something and say, okay, no, I wouldn't put Matt Ryan underneath there or, you know, pick your guy, you know, it was Mariota or even right now with a guy coming with knee issues like Penix, but you couldn't put one of your better athletes, a tight end, a running back there and push him through? That's just the only thing I don't get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I mean, you're going to smother this thing in the cradle, and only one team is doing it.
Aesthetically is my issue. Just, I want to see playmakers making plays in the end zone. I want to see a coach scheme up something that's brilliant, that makes us go, wow, get a guy open. Football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.